Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Bill Lennan, writing in the Irish Independent, recalls, looking back, it was odd that we bought my daughter dolls and prams while the boys got toy guns, swords and Lego. And he went on to say that all of the toys that he bought his boys were geared around adventure, creating and exploration, while the ones he bought for his daughter were centred around nurturing, family and domestic life. And it begs the question, how big of an issue is buying gendered toys? Our number is 087 1400 106 if you would like to get involved in this conversation with your opinion. Is there an issue with buying gendered toys? We know some parents have decided to no longer buy gendered toys and will be happy for a little girl to play with Action Man and a little boy to play with Barbie, or vice versa. Is it an issue in your home? Send us a WhatsApp to 087 1400 106. Now, I'm joined on the line by broadcaster Claire Ronan. And Claire, good to talk to you after all this time. You are now a grandmother and you've been guilty of sticking to gender lines when it comes to buying toys.
Listen, Adrian, I never even realised that I was sticking to gendered toys until I saw the article.
Right,
and yes, bless me, Adrian, for I have sinned. I actually nearly caused myself an injury when I was buying the baby, a little boy, a ball, by falling into the ball pit to find a blue one rather than one that had purple and pink and sparkles in it. So yes, I have done that, and I bought him a car, you know, that has a pole on it that you can bring them for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
And they had it in baby blue, pink and red, and I wouldn't buy the baby blue because I thought it was a bit girly. So yes, I am a sinner.
Which colour did you buy?
Red.
The red one, right.
It was the bright red one. But even looking back, I have five children and they're grown up now. I mean, it was Action Man for the boys and Barbie for the girls. But interestingly, I had an experience I haven't had for a long time. I brought the baby to McDonald's for his first visit and the toy was a dinosaur. And it was part of a whole, you know, the way you get the toy, you the little box and a toy and their chicken nuggets. And it was a very boyish toy. And I looked it up this morning and that is the toy. There isn't another toy for girls like they used to have in our day.
OK, yes. So it is a toy for all children, basically.
Yes.
You see, and I was quoting the article, Bill Lennan's article, where he, you know, he wonders now what that was all about, buying boy toys for his boy and girl toys for his girl. And he now looks at it and thinks, wow, that's very stereotypical. Maybe I shouldn't have. Do you see an issue with gendered toys and kind of setting kids up from such a young age?
No, Adrian. Like, if you search, if you Google it and you go in and do a little bit of investigation, studies have proven that children, girls will go for more girly type of toys, pink and maybe dolls that they mind, and boys will go for the other side. Now, look, I don't think a lot of parents give toy guns anymore and swords, as I mentioned. But certainly in our house, like we had Batman and Barbie. It's just that Batman's in an army uniform and Barbie's in a pink frilly dress. And my son and daughters played with each other's dolls. You know what I mean? They got married and they had all sorts of exciting adventures. I think, really, if you bring a child to any toy store like Smith's before a certain time and they're picking their birthday present or whatever, they will probably go for the pink aisle if it's a girl and the boy's aisle if it's a boy.
But I don't think there's
any problem with that.
But they obviously got that from somewhere. You know, girls aren't instinctively, from a very young age, attracted to pink and boys to blue. It's something that we give them, parents give them.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I think it is instinctive, and I'm probably wrong, and probably people will text in. I think if I brought my kids, maybe we did do it, I don't know, but I think if I brought them even from a young age, they'd probably go more towards the pink for the girls and the dark, you know, the more boyish toys. I don't think it does them any harm. What's interesting that I've been thinking a lot about is like the kitchen. You remember the lovely kitchen, the little tykes kitchen?
Yep.
Now, I'd like to get one of those for my grandson. I think in our day now, I would have bought a kitchen for the girls and my son would have got a Batman car or something, you know. Now, I think it's more that the boys play with mops and buckets and, you know, ironing boards and irons. So the whole aisle of them, it's actually fascinating. I haven't been in a toy shop for years, but that type of thing has probably moved on a bit, where it is becoming more gender neutral and life is more gender neutral.
Absolutely.
Than it was 30 years ago.
Just to make you feel a little bit better, if you're considering buying the kitchen for the young fella, I know a little boy who is 4 and his favourite toy in their whole house is his kitchen. So...
Go for it. Well, there's birthday number two sorted. But I just think it's instinctively in children. And yes, I'm afraid. I didn't even know I had done it, but I had. I'd bought him a few things. Now, look, most of the toys for under a year are gender neutral. Mm. Like, you know, they're blocks and you press a button and it makes a noise, that type of thing. It's when they start to get a bit older. And sure, look, it's the same. Like, Aiden is the same doll. It's just two different outfits, basically. And the Barbie has boobs.
That's probably the main difference, yeah. Or as she says, yeah. As she says in the movie, she has no genitals at all. That's what she said in the Barbie movie. So, stay there for a moment, Claire. Let me go to Eric. Now, Eric, you have two girls and a boy. What have you found when it comes to gender neutral toys?
Well, what I found is, look, I made a conscious effort when we had our first daughter, or my eldest child was a daughter, to let her experience all different types of sports and activities and toys and games. It was a conscious effort. So we brought her to football. We have her playing sports. We bought her different types of toys. And when she was younger, she played whatever was there. But as she got older, she automatically veered towards the stereotypes that you would associate with a girl. So, for instance, even though now she goes to football twice a week, and the only time she ever practices football in the garden is when I go out and say, come on, let's practice soloing or kicking or something like that. She would never go out instinctively to play football. Any chance she gets, she goes up to her bedroom and she's colouring or she's kind of watching, doing Harry Potter stuff.
So are you pushing her into the football?
No, I am. I'm pushing her. And now she's not saying no to it. She goes to football. She plays football. She loves football. And she does the same with other sports. But instinctively, she doesn't go for it. So when she comes home, and like you mentioned in the introduction there, I also have a boy, he's the youngest, so I have two older girls and a boy. So automatically because of that, our house has a lot of girls, so inverted commas, girls' toys. And when he was a child, when he was 1 and 2, he used to play with whatever toys were there. But now that he's turning 3, he's pushing towards boy toys.
And this is something that Claire mentioned a moment ago. She thinks part of this is instinct. Is this an instinctive thing, or is there a daddy influence over your little boy
No, not at all. I don't influence them. Whatever they like, then obviously if they like a certain toy or a certain cartoon or a certain thing, then we get that for them as their present. So we never push them towards. So he's mad into Spider-Man. He's mad into ninjas. So that's what he wants, and he goes toward that. So when he was younger and he started playing with Lego first, the Lego that he would have had would have been his older sister's Lego, which would have been random stuff. And then there was a bit of kind of Lego family, which is kind of probably maybe more girly, but definitely more neutral. So he played with that at the start. But then as he got older, he now wants Ninja Lego and he wants Star Wars Lego. Do you know what I mean? And we never pushed him in any direction.
And this comes back to what Claire was saying about the instinct. He has changed that direction in terms of the toys that he's gravitating towards.
That's what we picked up, because we never pushed him in any direction. Now, maybe in school or maybe in creche, or play school with his friends, he might have been influenced in certain directions. But ultimately, he made the conscious decision, or he subconsciously went towards ninjas and Spider-Mans and pulled away from the girly Lego, if that makes sense, or the girly dog. Because we have a playroom full of kitchens and food and kind of things you would associate more gender neutral, because we made that conscious effort when we were younger, or when they were younger, to get them different toys, see what they liked. Well, they're pushing towards certain things, and
that's bizarre. Like, it's very interesting as well, because as you said, you've two girls, you've one boy. It could be that two girls would influence him, but it's actually done the opposite and pulling him in the other direction.
And one of the things we notice then is when they're watching cartoons in the evening before they go to bed, and the 5-year-old girl she's always fighting to watch Barbie and Princess and those type of cartoons, while the 3-year-old boy wants to watch ninjas and Spider-Man and cartoons like that. Sometimes we have to settle on, as a compromise, we have to watch Paw Patrol, which is probably a more neutral.
But again, any parental influence. Children have done this themselves, basically.
They have done this themselves. And I suppose it comes back to the talk, is it nature or nurture? And for me, I think you can change inbuilt look, males have more testosterone, females have more estrogen. You can't change
things like that. Little boys don't. Little boys don't.
Well, but they're oh, well, I don't know, but I've the little boys breaking the house, and I've the little girls. They're so sweet, and they're always coming up and giving me hugs. So I found it. Again, it's nothing because I don't throw the little lad around more than throw the girls around. And they all go out on the trampoline, but when they're bouncing around on the trampoline, the boys bashing into the girls and the girls are giving out to them for being rough. So,
okay, it's very interesting, I have to say, Eric. Stay with me for 1 second. Let me read a few of your messages that have come in. A lot of messages coming in. 087 1400 106 is our number. The pink and blue colours, says Martin, are a relatively modern phenomenon, completely made up and didn't exist historically. Another message says, I remember when I was a little girl, I asked Santa for a nun's outfit. My mother told me that Santa didn't make nuns' outfits, but he did have nurses' outfits. So I duly got a nurse's outfit from Santa that Christmas. I'm 55 now and have been a nurse since I was 18. I often wonder what would have happened if Santa had brought me the nun's outfit at Christmas, asks Maria. You probably would have had a very, very different life. Amy joins me on the line from Cavan. Amy, good afternoon and welcome to Lunchtime Live.
I'm actually from Carlow, but I have twins, a boy and a girl, which is really interesting to watch because they've had... They're the exact same age, different genders. And what my husband and I have always done was made a conscious effort to just put all the toys out. But we have found what they have done with the toys can be totally different. So if, for example, we give them Duplo, our little girl will sort the Duplo and build it and want to play families with the little characters. And our little boy, with the same Duplo, without even being prompted, he will want just to knock it down and demolish it as quick as possible. If we put the buggy out, our little girl will find a doll or a teddy and she'll gently put them into the buggy. Whereas our little boy, he will throw that doll out of the buggy and find the brattest, noisiest dinosaur and he will push around the sitting room at speed. And I really just do think it's intuitive. I'd love to say that we push them, but we actually don't. They just do this. Like, they act completely different with the exact same toys. And 9 times out of 10, it kind of does align with their cisgender. It's mad.
That is insane. It really is. And sorry, what age are we talking about?
They're over 2 now.
Over 2. And at that age, with no parental influence, they've already made the decision what they like and what they don't like in terms of what they play with and what they won't play with.
Yeah, and how they behave. And, you know, it's not that they're seen it at home. I don't come home and do all the housework. Like, we're a very balanced house, and my husband definitely doesn't come home and demolish the house. But this is how they behave, and kind of like, this kind of how you kind of expect these genders to behave. And I never feel particularly surprised, but it's really interesting to watch.
That is fascinating, because you're the third caller suggesting that the choice of toys that children play with is almost an instinctive thing.
Yeah, and we put all the toys out there, and we don't, you know, if they were to get presents from the grandparents or that, and the grandparents did buy the doll and the dinosaur, and we just put both toys to them. Didn't say, this is yours, this is that, because, you know, they wouldn't understand it. But yes, she will put it gently into the pram and she'll push it around. And in our house, she, like, her father would gently put the babies into the pram. He would do 50-50 of all the childcare and that. But yet our son throws it out. Dinosaur, how fast can this thing go? Can I push it off the couch? Like, what's going to happen if I demolish this tower of Duplo? And it's mad. And we haven't, like, set them up that way at all.
Stay there for a moment, if you can, please, Amy, because Siobhan O'Neill from mams.ie joins us on the line. Fascinating conversation, this is, Siobhan, about nature versus nurture, or whether or not for young children this is a very instinctive thing. What are your thoughts on this?
I think that there may be a bit of instinct, but I think that if you have a boy and it's the first birthday, a lot of people are going to bring presents that are gendered towards a small boy and with their second birthday. So by the time those children are 2 or 3 or 4, they have accumulated quite a few toys that have been specifically, you know, aimed towards boys. So I think there may be some instinct, but as much as people maybe don't think they're influencing what toys their children play with, the toys that they're given for Christmas and for birthdays and stuff like that, you know, will instinctively be something that is for that gender.
But interestingly, listening to our last caller there, she said there was a doll and there was a dinosaur, and neither was given to either child, and they both chose.
So So I'm the grandparents just handed two presents and let the kids just pick which one they opened and didn't say which was for who.
Maybe.
I mean, I have three girls and a boy, and one of my girls was mad into dinosaurs. I mean, we let them kind of be into whatever they wanted to be into. So whether it was Lego or dinosaurs or whatever, and it's a really good mix. So my daughter is really into Lego, and she builds. She wants to do the Millennium Falcon next. You know, she's done the Death Star and stuff like that. So, and that's not any, we're not saying to her, oh, here, let's not go to the pink section. She wanted to find the Lego that was the most difficult to build, and it was a challenge, and that's what she did. I do think, though, supermarkets and toy stores are a little bit behind the times in how they advertise toys. I mean, you just pick up a toy catalogue at the moment, and a lot of, you know, pink sparkly stuff, all the girls are playing with it, and then the trucks and all that kind of stuff the boys are playing with. And a couple of weeks ago, I was in a local toy store, and they had a section for girls and a section for boys. And the reason I say a section is because the ironing board and the oven and the vacuum cleaner only had little girls on the boxes, and the trucks and the, you know, the building toys only had boys on the boxes. I actually took a picture of it and put it on my socials. And I said, you know, are we still at the point where we're only advertising, you know, household toys to little girls and then the adventure fun stuff to little boys? So there's definitely marketing going on that is targeting children of a certain gender. And, you know, you walk down the aisle in a big toy store, one aisle is totally pink, totally sparkly, and then the next one is all, you know, kind of for boys. So,
Let me ask you then, a message that I just got in believes that the stereotypical toys are caused because of almost subliminal messaging, that kids at a very young age pick up this subliminal messaging. But let me ask you, what a lot of parents, and I'm reading a lot of messages coming in, who see no harm at all in gendered toys, in girls playing with dolls and girly toys, and boys playing with Action Man and boy toys. What is the issue? Is there an issue?
Yes, there is an issue, because there's less girls going into STEM subjects in college than there is boys. So from a very young age, boys are given things to build, trucks, things like that, you know, toys that they have to use their brains to put them together and build things. And girls are given dolls and more nurturing kind of toys. So I think there is an issue there. And as a mother who had four children playing Gaelic, the support that the boys' Gaelic teams get in comparison to the support that the girls' Gaelic teams get, there's a huge disparity. The girls don't get as much kiss, they don't get as much funding, and you have to fight very hard for the girls to get the same kind of, you know, balls and kits and all that stuff as the boys. So there is a disparity. So when the kids are older and, you know, you have girls in sports, there's a lot less support for girls in sports. There's a lot less support for girls doing STEM subjects.
Okay, but listening to our first few callers, they were all saying that the children themselves, without parental influence, gravitated towards toys aimed at that gender by the companies. Should you force them not to do that?
Absolutely not. You don't force them. I'm just saying that, you know, when it's birthdays and Christmases and things like that, are all the family members and all the friends and people who buy gifts for those children, are they all on the same page as the parents and not buying gender-specific toys? I doubt it. I doubt it very much. So, you know, as much as parents can be like, let my child choose, and I was very much let them pick whatever they want to play with. If my son wants to play with something pink, if my daughter's going, I don't care once they're happy and they're playing. But generally, they will be given, you know, even when they're going to school, their lunch boxes, their water bottles, it's going to be some sort of a character or a TV show that they're into. And most of the time for the girls, it's going to be something pink, and for the boys, it's something blue.
Okay, and you believe that this does have long-term implications in society?
As a woman who had to fight for my children to get new Gaelic balls when the boys' teams were getting new balls hand over fist, yeah, I think it follows.
Right.
Definitely. Look at the fall off of girls in sport when they become teenagers. Definitely. Boys are, you know, very much nurtured to do that and to go into those areas, and girls are just not given the same level of support and encouragement. So I do think it has ramifications further down the line, definitely.
Good to talk to you, Siobhan. Thanks very much indeed. Let me read out some more of your messages. As a child, I asked every year for Meccano, but was given dolls and domestic toys, which I hated, but played with because they were the choice I had. I don't think children choose because of gender, but because of interests and personality. Another message: from the day they are born, children are gender conditioned. from even the bedroom decor, baby grows, soft toys, pink and blue. By the time they're able to choose in a toy store, they're already conditioned. And look at the toy stores. The aisles are organised into boys and girls aisles. A couple more. I agree with your caller. It is down to the child. My four-year-old girl is mad into princess dolls and Barbies, but my eight-year-old girl, when she was four, was really into dinosaurs and the odd princess, but mainly dinosaurs. And one final message. My eldest girl loves Lego, wants to watch documentaries on volcanoes, tornadoes, science and so on. My second girl wrecks the place, will build with magnetiles just to demolish them. My third is a boy who parks his cars in the Barbie dream house, but he's also the most affectionate. You're listening to Lunchtime Live here at News Talk.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.